This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, a natural solution to chronic pain. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and the subject is nitric oxide. Some people have coined the term, just say no. Well, in this case, no stands for nitric oxide. Nitric oxide could be a very, very important component in supporting our overall health. We're going to talk to an expert on the subject, and he has been a previous guest on Intelligent Medicine because he's an expert on EBT heart scans. He's a professor of medicine at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, and he's the endowed chair of preventive cardiology at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. So it behooves him to look at preventive strategies for cardiovascular disease. He's on the editorial boards of several cardiology journals. He is very extensively published, authoring or co-authoring more than 50 books and book chapters. He's written more than 1,700 articles and abstracts. And he was named a U.S. News top doctor for cardiology. And he has accolades too numerous to enumerate here. Without further ado, here's Dr. Budoff. Welcome, Dr. Budoff. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, you know, our discussion today is about nitric oxide. So can you give our audience just a little bit of a primer on nitric oxide? What's that all about, and how might it have an impact on health?
Nitric oxide is something that the body makes. It's also available in some foods. It's what we call a vasodilator. It opens up the arteries in the blood vessels, so it improves blood vessel health. It's also been demonstrated to slow down the development of plaque in the arteries or atherosclerosis. And we did some studies looking at its effect on blood pressure, because if it opens up the arteries, then blood pressure should come down as well.
Indeed. It actually has something to do with the Viagra connection, because originally sildenafil was a drug that was pioneered as a cardiovascular drug many years ago. But they did the studies and they told the experimental volunteers, thank you very much. You know, we'll compile the data and we're going to send them home. And then some of the men in the study said, we're going to get a hold of some of this stuff. And that was kind of a serendipitous finding because it promoted vasodilation in a very, very important part of the anatomy. So nitric oxide, in addition to dilating our blood vessels and helping control blood pressure and promoting circulation, it may also have some impact in other areas. So I guess nitric oxide has come into the public consciousness vis-a-vis some of the erectile dysfunction medications that promote nitric oxide. Is that fair summation?
Absolutely. And then after that, it was used to help in the arteries in the pulmonary vasculature as well. So to open up the arteries, the same drug. So it's had a few entrees into our healthcare environment.
Yeah. So patients with a condition called pulmonary hypertension, you know, they may ask their doctors, why are you giving me Viagra? I didn't ask you about that. It turns out that, you know, you can't just localize the effects. The effects are systemic and they may actually help circulation in the lungs when that's a problem, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what we're talking about here is a very interesting study. That considers the proposition that maybe there are dietary constituents, or maybe we can concentrate whatever it is in the diet into a supplement. And that was actually the hypothesis, but it was unclear whether it was really going to pan out because, yeah, we know that certain foods help induce nitric oxide production of the body. You know, what are some of those foods? And, you know, is there any evidence that those foods really can help with blood pressure?
Well, yeah. So, you know, there have been, obviously, you know, there's a lot of nitric oxide in green leafy vegetables, and we've been told forever to, you know, eat our veggies to be healthier. So there have been a number of plant-based dietary approaches for blood pressure control, and we think at least one of the mechanisms may be an increase in nitric oxide that comes with these green leafy vegetables. The way that we formulated this and the formulation we used a beetroot extract. So from beets, concentrated that to get a very high concentration of nitric oxide in a tablet formulation.
Right. So, I mean, this is actually the basis of what's called the DASH diet, which has been, you know, adopted as kind of the standard dietary approach. It's a low-fat diet, lots of fruits and vegetables, relatively low sodium, lots of potassium, and for a variety of reasons, you know, probably because, you know, it's somewhat low calorie, and it's also got a lot of magnesium and potassium and other nutrients in it, but also because, you know, things like arugula and beets are rich in dietary nitrates. So this has actually become kind of the go-to diet for dealing with hypertension, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely at the top of our list for dietary recommendations when we talk about hypertension and high blood pressure.
So okay, it's a nice hypothesis is that maybe you can distill down that essence, those dietary nitrates, into a pill. You know, frankly, some people don't like arugula. They don't like beets. I mean, you know, it's hard to get people sometimes to eat the requisite, whatever it is, you know, 6 or 8 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day that might deliver the substrate for nitric oxide production. So the hypothesis is maybe you can put it into a pill. But then again, you know, sometimes things don't really pan out when there's a hypothesis and, you know, from the drawing board to the, you know, where the rubber meets the road. So this was actually trialed, and I have a copy of the study in front of me. It's a poster presentation, which, and I'm reading from the introduction, this study assessed the efficacy of inorganic nitrate-containing tablets, Berkeley Life, the brand, to elevate nitric oxide bioavailability determined by salivary conversion of nitric oxide to nitrate. So that's nice. I mean, you can get those strips, and you can what's going on with those strips? How do those strips actually validate this proposition?
Yeah, so, you know, the strips can measure in your saliva how much nitric oxide you have. So, and it correlates very well to the blood levels. So it's just a simpler way of assessing what's your current status or level of nitric oxide. And what we did is looked at the strips at baseline and then put people on therapy, on active therapy or placebo, kind of a, you know, a dummy treatment, and then assessed it again and found that the patients who were taking the nitric oxide supplement, their salivary levels and their blood levels went up quite nicely.
So that's step one. That's all very good. The strips turned red. I guess it's the indicator color, and that's part of the proof that this is somehow actually getting into the bloodstream, having an impact, and showing up in the saliva that indicates there's something going on. But the next step is to actually demonstrate that there is an effect on blood pressure, because, yeah, fine, you know, the strips are lighting up, that's good, but now in the study, were you able to demonstrate that there actually was an effect on blood pressure? And I think that's the interesting part.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was our primary goal of the trial, was to take patients with mild hypertension and early stages of hypertension, high blood pressure, and see if it got better under this supplement. So in the trial, we followed patients. Followed patients for 3 months, and over 3 months there was a significant reduction in both the systolic blood pressure as well as the diastolic blood pressure.
So the
top
number
and the exactly the top and bottom number both went down significantly under the influence of the nitric oxide supplementation, the beetroot extract.
And I was pretty impressed with the magnitude of the change. If I'm reading this correctly, it was about a 12.5 point reduction in the systolic blood pressure. Is that correct? And then a diastolic blood pressure, since that number is lower to begin with, a little less, a 4.7 point reduction. Which, by the way, I mean, you're someone who is in the field of cardiology. Would you say that stacks up pretty well compared to some of the commonly used antihypertensive drugs? I would say that's a pretty good result.
Yeah, that's probably comparable to many first-line therapies that we have in the high blood pressure world. At least a 10 millimeter drop in systolic and about a 5 millimeter drop in diastolic.
And what was this group like? Were these people, they were hypertensive to begin with? What was the composition? What was their average age?
Yeah, so there were 67 individuals. They had mild hypertension to begin with. Their blood pressure was over 140, over 80. And then the average age was 59 years old. They were generally healthy people. We were studying hypertension, so they weren't they weren't people who've already suffered a heart attack or stroke or anything like that. These were generally healthy people with high blood pressure, and we split them up, randomized them into placebo and active groups, and followed them for 3 months with serial visits and serial measurements of their blood pressure.
And did they have to take like a dozen pills or like, scoops and scoops of powder? Or how many, was it a dosage that was something that people can follow through with?
Absolutely. It's called Berkeley Life nitric oxide. Basically it's a pill formulation. So they just took the pills once a day as part of their regimen, or they were on they didn't know what they were on, or they were on placebo, matching placebo.
Right. And were these people, some of them or any of them, were they already on blood pressure medication, and this was an add-on effect to what the blood pressure medication did? I mean, in other words, is this compatible with being on blood pressure medication already?
Yes. So some of the patients could have been on blood pressure medicine. It had to be stable, but we did show that this complemented traditional antihypertensive therapies, or could be used solely as a more of a plant-based approach for blood pressure control.
So some of them had not been on medication, and they had borderline, and then they added this and they got a little better results. And others were on blood pressure medication that perhaps didn't fully control their blood pressure, so this took them a little further along towards optimal blood pressures.
Exactly.
Okay. And the concern might be, some people listening to this saying, well, I already take blood pressure medication. Is it possible that if I take a beetroot extract, the Berkeley Life nitric oxide tablets, that this will take my blood pressures down so low that I'm, going to pass out, I'm going to hit the deck? I mean, or is it going to, could have a blood thinning effect, or, any number of possibilities if people are on multiple medications already?
Yeah, so you know, I think this has been generally shown to be very safe. We didn't see any safety issues in our trial, but you know, obviously, if your blood pressure is already very well controlled and it's on the low side, then you know, taking a high dose of this beetroot extract may drive it down a little bit further. But for most of us, our blood pressures are running above 120, so we have some room to go down. And if it dropped it by 10 or 12 millimeters of mercury, you would still be only at a blood pressure of 110 systolic, which is considered healthy. So it's not like it's going to go from 120 down to 60, where you might pass out. It's not that potent. So I don't think that there would be any problem, but of course, it's a short-acting medicine. Nitric oxide only stays in the system for a very short period of time. So if you try the medicine and if you try the supplement and you don't like the effects, or you feel a little dizzy or you don't feel well, then obviously just stop it. I would say we haven't seen any problems, but everybody's different.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make intelligent medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Professor Matthew Budoff. So, you know, in your practice, I mean, I read a kind of a stark statistic recently, is that a very, very high percentage, high double digits of Americans have borderline or elevated blood pressure, and are simply not taking any measures to correct it. They're either, you know, doctor shy, or maybe they can't afford the medication, or maybe they're in denial. They don't like the side effects of medication, it's not been discovered that they have high blood pressure. Can you comment on it?
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. There's a lot of people who are running around with some version of you know, labile blood pressures or you know, and it, you know, bounces up and down. And this, I think, would be excellent for those type of patients who might have intermittent hypertension, where it's not always high, but maybe it's only high when you see the doctor, or it's only high when you're under certain stress. But I think there's harm there. Whenever the blood pressure goes too high, the blood vessel wall takes a beating, and over time it can wear out and cause problems like heart failure, like stroke, like kidney problems or eye problems.
Yeah, they say it's the silent killer, because really it comes on unawares. I mean, some people get kind of a headache or a dull sensation, a band-like sensation around their head or the back of their head that lets them know that their blood pressure is high. But for a lot of people, you know, they're relatively asymptomatic. And I say to people that sometimes it's a little bit like the formation of the Grand Canyon. You know, it didn't form overnight, but over a time, there's sort of an erosive effect, and you can dig a deep canyon. The same erosive effect occurs in all your blood vessels, in your brain, your kidneys, your heart, and so on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Indeed. When it comes to nitric oxide, is there a reason that older people get higher blood pressure? I mean, there's probably a lot of reasons. You know, people become more obese, they're more sedentary, the regulatory systems in their body wear out. But is there evidence that as you age, your nitric oxide levels are depleted?
Yes, I think there's two factors. One, as you age, your blood vessels, you know, slowly get a little stiffer, and your you know, your arteries get a little stiffer, and your blood pressure may drift up. And I think also naturally, some of the healthy things like nitric oxide levels drop. I think it's probably a combination of both as to why your blood pressure, you know, goes up over time in most patients.
So that's been demonstrated, that there is a lack of synthesis of nitric oxide with aging, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And also, from I'm doing a little investigation with some of my patients of their genetics, and actually there is a little genetic variability, isn't there, with something called iNOS, which is the nitric oxide synthase, which makes nitric oxide.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been under a lot of interest over the past year or two.
And in fact, if you have a double hit on the gene which impairs your endogenous production, your own body's production of nitric oxide, statistically you may have a higher risk for hypertension or cardiovascular disease or even erectile dysfunction, from what I understand.
Right, right. And this is kind of, you know, really solidifying the concept of the importance of, nitrous oxide, and the vascular effects of having a lack of it or having low levels of it.
Yeah, the very people who have a deficiency, they have so many problems. And again, we're not going to be one note Charlies about this. There are a lot of factors that go into the hypertension equation, but you know, certainly that is an important one. If we can address it and alleviate it, that's going to be at least part of the battle. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork for a discussion of nitric oxide as a plausible way of supplementing and supplanting our body's own production. We're talking today to Matthew Budoff. He's a professor of medicine at UCLA. And an expert on cardiovascular prevention. In fact, he is the endowed chair of preventive cardiology at Harbor UCLA Medical Center. So when we return, more on the subject of the nitric oxide connection and research that he has recently co-authored and performed on nitric oxide supplements. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.